Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We got a dominant defensive performance last Sunday night. We're hoping to carry that over to Carolina. Right now, joining us is the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios here, Flowery Branch. And Wes, last week, you know, when you talk about guys contributing, and we got so many guys on this defensive front and certainly in the back half that had really good games. And we were talking to Coach about this, and he was just saying, look, it's promising. He doesn't want to get, you know, the right in front of this too far because he knows guys take steps back. But how promising do you think this defense can be when you looked at what happened last weekend?
Well, I think there are a lot of analytics, Carl, first of all, that point out the pressure percentage the team put on last Sunday, right? And I think that's where you got to start. What's that rate going to be, you know, maybe 6-7 weeks from now? Are they still going to be at that, you know, top five level in terms of pressuring? Because if they are, then you think, okay, well, that probably means they're having a really good year. And I think two games in, we've seen a decent sample size. I mean, they kind of kept the lid on Tampa. I mean, Houston couldn't do that the other night, right? And now Atlanta was able to do it. Now they just didn't match it with what they wanted to do offensively. To your point, I was listening to you guys driving up from the airport that, you know, they were having a hard time scoring in the red zone, especially low red zone. But defensively, they did a pretty good job against Tampa. And so now that's kind of where I'm encouraged is we saw it kind of come together in all three phases. And I tweeted it earlier this week, you know, in the time that Dave and I have been able to do these games, I don't know that I've seen a three-phase win on the road as good as that one was the other night. I just don't, especially given the environment, given who it was, given the season they had had, the way they had started the year on Monday night in Chicago. I just felt I was really encouraged by a lot of things Sunday night, but the defense is certainly the headliner at this point. And, you know, but like I say, I want to wait 5-6 weeks maybe by the time they go to Germany and come back. Where are they? Because I think that'll be a really good indicator as to what kind of unit we really have on our hands.
I know that the offense, I think the Mooney drive where he, I should say the Drake London fumble, maybe they go in for six, we'll never know. But that's the only thing missing, Wes, is just, you know, cranking up the points in the red zone. I think Kyle Pitts has been open for some targets that have been missed these first two games.
Yeah, I think there's several things about Kyle in particular details. I know people have asked about, you know, the targets in the end zones. And for me, I think this red zone conversation is a low red conversation. Mm. It's not the 20 to the – it's the 20 down to about the 7, they're fine. It seems like when they get to the 7, do they run out of space? You know, those kinds of things. And, again, I'm picking at hairs here, splitting right hairs, if you will. I think they've got a chance to have a very, very good offensive football team. And I think the run game the other night was a little bit like the run game we saw in Charlotte a couple of years ago, right, yeah, on a Thursday right night where Tyler Algier went crazy last year and the year before that. You know, they had a couple of combination games up there. So let's be honest, these guys have been capable of running the football. And as Raheem told you, if they're going to sit back there too high, guess what? I mean, the bowling ball of razor blades is going to be in your face. Right. And, you know, that's something I think to really be encouraged about is even with some of the changes that have gone on, especially at right tackle, I think their ability to go run the ball the other night against a pretty good group in Minnesota is certainly encouraging.
I want to shift gears because you call a lot of ACC games. You know Dabo Swinney. I'm sure by now you've heard the rant saying, what's wrong with this program? What's so wrong with it?
Sure.
Do you think it was off base? Do you feel like Dabo just wanted to let people know how he's been feeling about all the criticism? What's your take on where Dabo is with Clemson?
Carl. there's a lot to unpack with Clemson. And it's not one of these things that just happened overnight. That's the other thing I want people to be aware of. This just didn't happen. Oh, by the way, Clemson's not any good. That's not what they – first of all, they're good. They just haven't played well. The problem with Clemson is their execution offensively has been pretty poor. Defensively, Tom Allen has done a nice job, but they've got two pros. I mean, two legitimate top 10 picks in the defensive line that they haven't made plays. And I'm not blaming T.J. Parker or Peter Woods, but those are guys that are going to be drafted in April. People are going to go, well, they weren't very good. Well, they are good.
Right.
There's just not been any plays made by Clemson. And oh, by the way, Georgia Tech might be pretty good, and LSU, I think, is good.
Right.
You know, and I think I'm encouraged by Georgia Tech because, you remember, they beat Colorado and overcame three fumbles in their first four possessions that night. And the other day, they didn't play perfect, but they were damn close. And the kid kicked a 55-yarder at the horn to win it. So, look, I think that Clemson's played a really good schedule. Now, they shouldn't have been behind Troy. But, look, they play Syracuse on Saturday. They've still got a chance. And I know this is hard for people to process. They can still win the ACC. They've only got one conference loss.
Yeah.
So, I think Dabo's frustrated because he probably feels like, and again, I'm speculating here, he probably feels like the body of work. He deserves a crack at saying, hey, you know what, guys? I've been here a long time, won two national championships, and won you eight ACC titles in 10 years. You know, sometimes we may not get started exactly the way you think we're going to get started, but at least let it play out. And I think in some small way, that's kind of what he was trying to say.
It's Wes Durham with us, guys. You know, you see him on ACC Network and, of course, play-by-play as well with the Falcons and college. The thing, Wes, with him is, and I like Dabo, and I met the family a couple years ago when they were getting ready for the Gator Bowl. It's just when you create this monster of expectations, you know, it's the same thing that Saban created, but he was able to sustain it. I just felt, you know, the transfer portal started in 19, and if he just gets a little, you know, more involved in the transfer portal, he's got the piece that maybe put them over the top in 21 and 22.
Yeah, but Mike, he's beyond that now. Okay, I mean that's not going to change who he is. And
but that's where the pushback. But that's where if you're talking about where the vibes are in Death Valley, that's where it stems from. Right.
Yeah, but that's the easy change for people. Well, he's not getting anybody out of the portal. How's he ever going to compete? There's some guys that still believe culture matters, and Dabo's one of those guys.
And he's now got four losses 2 years in a row.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, he's won two national titles and eight ACCs in 10 years, and he's been to the playoff four times, right? And I don't disagree with what anybody says. The landscape changed, and some guys, he got Will Helt out of Purdue. He got the wide receiver from FCS, who they like. Will Helt, they really like. And I think that's kind of what he needed as a fit, and he took guys that fit. He's not just going to go, you know, pay a bunch of guys and show up. Because, I'll say this for you, only because I know Florida State 1 year it worked. The next year it didn't. You know?
Oh, no, I think you've got to – well, yes, I get your point. You got to have a culture. But, I mean, you've also got to augment your culture with the pieces that put you over the top. FSU went far too deep.
Well, and for me, my question with Dabo is not about culture. It's about, you know, having the skill guys on the perimeter, having the run game. Clearly – when you convert Adam Randall to a running back, you're also looking at two other guys. One, Azumame is highly recruited. Gideon Davidson's highly recruited. And those guys really aren't playing very much, you know? And so for me, I'm looking at, okay, where's your run game? Your quarterback's not – you're getting plays on the perimeter with Wesco. Antonio Williams has been in and out of the lineup because of injury. I just think there's more on the bone for Clemson. It'll be interesting to see how they handle, you know, Syracuse forward. Oh, by the way, they still play Florida State.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's still games out there there are games out there that are going to really kind of determine the fate. I'm sure he's frustrated they're 1-2. I know the fan base is frustrated, just like any proud top 10 fan base would be right now.
No doubt.
And look at Notre Dame, right? Notre Dame's frustrated.
0-2. Yep, 0-2. No doubt. Wes, let me ask you this before we let you go. Raheem was asked about Bijan Robinson and today,
sure.
He was asked about whether you think he's the best player in the league, and he said definitely best player in football, without a doubt. We're watching something special, aren't we? 143 last
Absolutely.
Week. I'm not just basing it on that. his ability, and he did this in college, to make people miss in those small areas, and all of a sudden it looks like a no gain, and he gets 3, 4, 8, and you're like, how did he get out of there? I just bring that up to say I think we're witnessing and watching something that's going to turn into something really special here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, and that's why, look, no offense to Michael Penix or anybody else, when Grady Jarrett left here, in my opinion, Bijan Robinson became the face of the franchise. I mean, it went Matt Ryan, Grady Jarrett, Bijan Robinson, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, you know, somebody may tell me different, but given the – and you guys have talked to him, I have too. I mean, given the personality, given the dedication the guy has to the community, the dedication he has to himself, let alone the way he plays football, you want him to be the face of the franchise, right? I mean, he is a remarkable, remarkable person. And I'm delighted to have an opportunity and honored to have an opportunity to describe his career in football, because he makes you sound – he's one of those makes you sound better. He's like Calvin Johnson, man. He, you know, you don't get worse. It's like Mike doing leg day in 86, apparently. I mean, you don't get worse. You only get better. But I am – yeah, I'm excited to see where this can go. Knock on wood and prayers, I hope he stays healthy, right?
Yeah, and
he can take this thing a long, long way, man. Because he's as good in space, Carl, and as good in traffic as anybody I've ever seen.
Wes, appreciate you, man. We got to run because
wait a second. What's the story? What's the story on the Divine Diablo thing? Is this something I got a trademark to get to use on the air? Or what's that about?
Well, we already discussed T-shirts with
permission.
Him. Yeah, we've discussed T-shirts with him. And Wes, I know we got to catch a break, but just real quick, I know because you as a tech, how great did you feel as a former tech announcer? With seeing that happen real quick.
I'm thrilled for everybody down there, especially the head coach. I am incredibly happy for Brent and his staff for the job they've done putting this thing together. And I told him that Saturday night when we were exchanging texts, I'm incredibly proud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I am and happy and thrilled for him. And so happy for the Tech fan base that they're getting a chance to potentially go on another ride in 2025.
Very good. Wes, have a great call Sunday in Carolina. Thank you so much.
Sunday.
Yes, sir. Wes Durham, guys, voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We're coming back. What do we got in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, got a couple of stories for you, including who knocked up who. Somebody's in the NFL, and he might want to think about a vasectomy. Not trying to tell the man how to live his life, Carl. Also on the way, a lot of folks feeling that Tom Brady should step out of the broadcast booth.
Ooh.
Not just because of his involvement with the Raiders. We'll explain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.